before you ask. I'm making scrambled eggs, I'm eating French toast with panthers. This is your brain on drugs. Any answers? Gotta go slow, gotta go fast. Gotta swing low when I walk past. Gotta be first, gotta be last. And you know the rest. Cause I got lights out all look on my chest. When I say RV, y'all say A-R-V. A-R-V. When I say all, y'all say say all.
You're listening to Global Agogo, music from around the world in the universal language of groove, with four different ways to enjoy this program. First of all, live on the radio every Sunday from 1 to 3 p.m. on Le Tout Puissant WRIRLP 97.3 FM Richmond Independent Radio, also through WRIR's Time Machine at WRIR.org/listen, where you can hear this show live as a web stream simulcast or on your schedule as a podcast. Plus, it's rebroadcast on other radio stations in the Global Agogo Radio Network. And last but not least, it's available as a podcast through my blog, globalagogo.com, and through the A-Infos Radio Project at radioforall.net. That's radio, the numeral four, all, dot net. And we just finished a full hour of my favorite recordings from Lance Kohler's Minimum Wage Studio in Richmond, which is the subject of a celebration tonight at the Broadberry. That last track you heard was Lance's current band, the No BS Brass, in which he plays drums and megaphone. And they'll be playing tonight at the Broadberry, along with Biorhythmo, Justin Golden, and possibly some surprise guests. That was the title track of their album RVA All Day, released by Electric Cowbell Records in 2013. And before that,
you're listening to Kingston's only campus community radio station, broadcasting 24/7, 365 on 101.9 FM and CFRC.ca. Tune in for the best local programming.
What am I gonna do?
I think you should do a new ad, one that's fresh and original.
I know, I'll do a rap. Boom, cha-cha-boom, cha-cha-boom, cha-boom. I'm Mr. Plow, and I'm here to say I'm the plow in this guy in the USA. I got a big plow, and I'll move a lot of things.
Stop.
Like your cow,
please,
if you have one.
Stop it right now. Promise you'll never do that again.
If it could be hell, I'd rather never see you again. I'm just loving someone, you're the only one that's ever really had my heart in your hand. No one's really got to me since. No one's really got to me since. No one's really got to me since you got to me. No one's really got to me since. I just keep going back and forth. I don't want to make the same mistakes anymore. I'd rather not know you than to have to go through what I did. But I will if you just say the word I want. Cause no one's really got to me since. No one's really got to me since. No one's really got to me since you got to me. No one's really got to me since. Baby, I just wanna be passionate again. No one's really made the haze of my heart stand upon. Stand upon it. Yeah.
guitar, I have to pretend I don't know how. No one's really got to me since. No one's really got to me since. No one's really got to me since you got to me. No one's really got to me since. Baby, I just wanna be passionate again. Stand up on it. No one's really got to me since. No one's really got to me since. No one's really got to me since you got to me. No one's really got to me since. No one's really got to me since.
Go. Welcome one and all. This is your indie morning wake-up call. So wake up. It's Wednesday. It's bright, I assume.
What am I gonna do?
I think you should do a new ad, one that's fresh and original.
I know, I'll do a rap. Boom, cha boom, cha boom, cha boom. I'm Mr. Plow, and I'm here to say I'm the plow in this guy in the USA. I got a big plow, and I'll move a lot of things.
Stop.
Like your cow,
please.
If you have one.
Stop it right now.
Promise you'll never do that again.
If it could be hell, I'd rather never see you again. I'm just loving someone, you're the only one that's ever really had my heart in your hand. No one's really got to me since. No one's really got to me since. No one's really got to me since you got to me. No one's really got to me since. I just keep going back and forth. I don't want to make the same mistakes anymore. I'd rather not know you than to have to go through what I did. But I will if you just say the word I will. Cause no one's really got to me since. No one's really got to me since. No one's really got to me since you got to me. No one's really got to me since. Stand up on it. You're the one that I sing about. All of my songs are down now. So when I'm with somebody else and someone pulls a guitar, no one's really got to me since you got to me. No one's really got to me since.
baby. I just wanna be passionate again. No one's really made the hairs of my heart stand up on. Stand up on it. No one's really got to me since. No one's really got to me since you got to me. No one's really got to me since. No one's really got to me since.
Go. Welcome one and all. This is your Indie Morning Wake Up Call. So wake up. It's Wednesday. It's bright. I assume I'm not in the studio today. It's me flying solo. I got stuff going on. Many irons and many fires, as we'll talk about a little later. But right now, this is one of those rare canned episodes where I'm coming at you from 2 days prior in what I like to call the Dingy Nerd Den. That's right. We're coming at you almost live from Jeff's cruddy apartment, sitting here in my office, looking at a dying ficus and all manner of nonsense. But hey, I'm here, sort of, I'm clear, sort of, and I'm with you, sort of, until 10 a.m. Besides the collection of nerdy nonsense, I got a collection of amazing tunes for y'all today. We just heard a new one from Isaac Opatz with Got To Me Since, and that's not going to be the only new song you hear today. No. It's nearing the end of the year, we're barreling through December, and I thought, why not do a little bit of a yearly recap? So I'm just going to play some of my favorite songs from the calendar year 2023. We got stuff from Kingston, Ontario, we got stuff from Canada, we got stuff from around the world, and it was all released this year to your ears. That was a rhyme, not too shabby at all. Like I said, my name's Jeff the Nerd. You got me here until 10 o'clock on CFRC. We're going to be talking about movie news, video game stuff, all the things that I should be doing instead of recording a radio show at home. We're also going to talk about food and holiday magic and madness from our sponsors at Old Farm Fine Foods. There you go, Old Farm Fine Foods at the corner of Barry and Clergy. Also in this program, we're going to do a weekly recap, talk about all the sad things going on in my life, tell you how my beard is coming along. Let me see, can you hear it on my home microphone? I don't know if you can hear the, it's very scraggly, it's something else. All that and much more. Like I said, I'm flying solo today. Simone the Moan is off, Vinny the Thrill is off, and Jeff the Nerd is on. So keep it locked and ready to rock on CFRC until 10 a.m. Let's keep things going along. This is a new one from the Apex. This is hearing protection that you're gonna need after this amazing show right here on CFRC. Let's go for it.
What good am I for if I can hear you no more when I'm 64? eyes. The mother of the bride will say, I'm just no good. He's just no good. Surprise, surprise. The mother of the bride will say, I'm bad. Surprise, surprise. The mother of the bride will say, I'm just no good. He's just no good. Surprise, surprise. The mother of the bride will say, I'm
to you. But you, yeah, you, yeah, you, yeah, yeah, you. fire.
Tuning in, everyone. It's Wednesday morning. It's Indie Morning Wake Up Call, the best show in town. My name's Jeff the Nerd. That was a brand new track from Mudhoney. Their tune, Little Dogs. Just adorable. I live in downtown Kingston. I like seeing little dogs. I like seeing little dogs with little sweaters on. Before Mudhoney, we had the Rolling Stones and their brand new track, Angry. Off their new album, they're on tour next year. Are they going to come to Kingston? Is it going to happen? Let's get a petition going. Let's find out. Before the Rolling Stones, in that previous set, we heard from The Bug Club out of Wales. And that was their track, Marriage. I like to call it Mowage. But hey, that's just me. We opened it up with the Apettes and Hearing Protection. Hope you all have your hearing protection firmly in the off position. It's your Wednesday morning rock ride. Like I said, my name's Jeff the Nerd, and you got me sitting pretty in the Limestone City until 10 a.m. I'm coming at you live, not from the lower level of Carruthers Hall in Queen's University campus, downtown Kingston, House of Learned Doctors. No. Coming at you a few days prior to Wednesday morning from what I like to call the Nerd Den. That's right, Nerd Station Alpha. We're here in some location in downtown Kingston, miles beneath the Earth's surface, surrounded by knickknacks, patty wax, and all sorts of nonsense. Some highlights from Jeffrey the Nerd's spare office include a Himalayan salt lamp that stopped working, and I don't know how to get it to work again, a Boston fern, that doesn't seem to want to live. It's lost the will. And Family Guy Season 1 on DVD. That's almost an antique now, I think. But like I said, I'm not here with you. I'm just flying solo from the Nerd Den. Simone Lamone is out. Vinny the Thrill is out. And I'm just here to chill with you. It's all new music today. It's all stuff from 2023. We're here to do like one of our many yearly recaps. Lots of DJs at CFRC. Everyone's really enthusiastic. And a lot of people have their retrospectives going on right now. And, you know, it's been a crazy year. It's been a big year in music and pop culture and everything else. And so it's time to, you know, take a breath, look back, and remember some of the fun songs that we enjoyed over the last 365. Mudhoney is, of course, one of those ones. Do yourself a favor. If you're in a mood, if you're in a funk, go to the nearest computing machine, enter the word Mudhoney, and look for the music video for Little Dogs. It'll do it. It'll do what you need to do. It'll cheer you up. This time of morning, we like to do a weekly recap where I talk about everything that's sad and lonely and everything ridiculous that's going on in my life. And of course, it's the holiday season. We're barreling towards it. We'll talk about our sponsors, Old Farm Fine Foods, next break, but that's where I'm currently at right now, catering one of the many office holiday parties that are ongoing this month. And so I'm sad I couldn't be with you in person, but I'm also creeped out that I'm probably listening to myself on the radio, and that's just very weird to me. So other things that are going on in my life is that we are in the midst of the CFRC funding drive that's going on until the end of the calendar year, and I've committed to not shave my face until the end of the funding drive or until we get our money. So I guess till the end of the funding drive. So please donate, go over to CFRC.ca, and for the love of criminy, give us a donation, because this beard is getting real itchy. It's the only time in my life I've ever committed to growing a beard, and I gotta say, it's not what I expected. First and foremost, it is very convenient in the morning. Once you get over that hump, that first few days of, what do they call that, phantom razor, where you're just about to shave, and you're like, oh no, that's right, I don't have to. It's fantastic. It's also very good in the cold, but I've been noticing that it's coming in quite patchy. So, like, it's... I don't know why I'm talking about this. It's very heavy on the underside, on the neck. I have a full-on nerd neck beard, and it's not pulling its weight up north of the equator. Everything above the jawline is coming in real scraggly and weird, and so it's an image. I don't know. I don't maybe recommend it. But like I said, it's part of the CFRC funding drive. We're all pulling out the stops. We're doing what we can to keep things moving and grooving, keep things on the air. CFRC has been on the air for 101 years in broadcasting, and, you know, it's great. A lot of volunteers, a lot of new people coming out of the woodwork to join up, students, community members like myself. It's great. We've got more student volunteers than we've had in a long time, and we want to keep the tubes warm. It's a radio term, right? We want to keep things going. We want to keep broadcasting up. So like I said, the station's dependent on your donations. So there's many ways that you can donate. Obviously, the most common is to go to CFRC.ca and check it out. But one thing I really like is that there are different tiers to donating. So, for example, if you donate anywhere from $10 to $25, you get a CFRC toque, a sticker, and 3 song requests on your favorite show, which is frightening to me. You could donate $10 and say, I want to play 3 Barry Manilow songs in a row on the Nerds program. You know what? Hands are tied. You can do it. And all the power to it. Moving up from $50 to $100, you get a toque, you get a sticker, you get a tote, or a deck of CFRC playing cards, which are very cool, I gotta say. I've seen those. I definitely want one of those. And it goes up. You can 3 song requests, or you can guest star on a show for a half hour. For a half hour. $50. And you can come join me on the air and see what I smell like in real life. It's not good, but only you have the power to figure it out. It's crazy. It's awesome. Like I said, funding drive's coming up. Make it a gift. Gift it to your significant other and surprise them and say, hey, baby, you have to go on air with Jeff the Nerd this morning, for better or worse. I don't know. I don't know. But it's all I know is that all I know is that it's a really good Christmas gift, and you should probably get on that. I should probably get on with the music. Like I said, it's all 2023 tunes, some of my favorite rock tunes from the past year. So let's keep things moving and grooving. This is James Kolchalka Superstar and their song, Hockey Monkey.
All the scientists are running around looking for the monkey, but he can't be found, 'cause he's down by the pond playing hockey with the kids. And all the mothers are running around looking for their children, but they can't be found, 'cause they're down by the pond playing hockey with the monkey. And it's what?
Bowie will be there. A bass basement flat slash tomb. Doesn't matter where, at the Palomino, Miss Christine appears. Dead Tanner's with Dino, I feel them draw near. I'm getting closer to the after. I'm getting closer to the after. I'm getting closer. Pushing Lena Horne to sing to pretty lost lambs that came to be reborn here. We're all dead drunk and we're all drunk dead. The difference is none, nothing less is said. I'm getting closer to the after. I'm getting closer to the after.
Shut up, it might not open.
morning, everyone. My little blueberries. How y'all doing? It's Indie Morning Wake Up. It's Wednesday. And I hope you're all having a great day. My name's Jeff the Nerd. Thanks for coming along. We just heard a brand new one from the Nude Party and their track, Ride On. I love it so much. I'm coming at you almost live, not from the lower level of Carruthers Hall in Queen's University campus, but from the Nerd's Den. That's right, Nerd Station Alpha. I'm currently indisposed, so I can't come in to do the program live for you lovely listeners. So I'm doing it from my, I guess one would call this an office or a collection of nonsense, a sanctum, I guess if you will, a sanctum of nerd. And we're here listening to the Nude Party. So no, I assure you that yes, I am wearing slacks. Don't worry, just because I'm at home and I'm alone, I'm still keeping things, you know, kosher, I guess. I hope you're all enjoying your morning so far. It's all 2023 tunes today. It's part of the Indie Wake Up Wednesday, year-end roundup, I guess. We're just going through some of our favorite rock and pop tunes of the past year. Before the Nude Party, we heard from the No Ones with The After Party. I thought that the Nude Party was the after party. I don't know. I wipe my hands of this. Before the No Ones, we heard from Itchy and the Knits with their new one, Dreamboat. And we opened it up with James Kolchalka Superstar and Hockey Monkey. Doesn't it get you in the mood for a little bit of winter sports, a little bit of outdoor nonsense, a little bit of holiday time? Do you play hockey over the holidays? I don't know. I don't, but I'm going to try. That's what we're here to talk about right now, though, is the impending doom that is not having to work for at least a week. I hope you get some time off, dear listener. But now is the time, you know, mid-December, that we have to start thinking about supplies. What are we going to get for the holidays? What are you going to get for your loved ones? What are you going to get for yourself? You are a loved one of yourself, I hope. Well, I have an answer for you, and that answer is simple. It's four words. Four syllables. All down on Berry Street, Old Farm Fine Foods. That's right, get down to 204 Berry Street, right in the heart of downtown Kingston, and see what Old Farm's got in store. Or you could also check out Old Farm Fine Facebook or Old Farm FF on Instagram. It's all there, check it out. There's tons of gifty ideas, lots of handmade artisan crafts. We've got little knitted toques that we're selling for donations to a food pantry downtown. We've got beeswax candles that are just very popular. No pun, but they are flying out of the store. Yes, that was a pun. That was a bee pun. Anyways, there's lots going on for gifts and stocking stuffers at Old Farm. But me, I mean, I have a few people I'm going to buy for sure. But number one, numero uno on my list, is you're listening to him. It's me, the nerd. I like to spend a lot of time sitting on the couch over the holidays, eating copious amounts of delicious food, and watching copious amounts of nerd content. And Old Farm Fine Foods is really good at supplying me with the food portion of that combination. So many great cheeses. You're going to want to get down there. If it's a charcuterie for a party, or like me, a charcuterie for one, Old Farm's got some really, really stellar fromages. They got this one that we've never had before. We just got it in. It's a semi-ripened firm cheese. It's like a cheddar, but it's infused with pear oil and schnapps, and it's in the shape of a pear. It's the size of a pear. It's covered in wax. It looks like a pear. It comes from Scotland. We've got a few in stock, and I shouldn't even be talking about them during this sponsor segment because I want one, and I am legit worried that they're going to sell out, and I'm going to have to go all the way to Scotland to get another one. Either way, that's one of many amazing cheeses and charcuterie items at Old Farm Fine Foods. And like I said, nothing better than just chilling out at home and throwing a huge spread right in front of you on the coffee table, enough to do you for, I don't know, a Lord of the Rings marathon or something really geeky like that, or maybe a playthrough of your favorite video game. Who knows? But get on down to Old Farm and check it out. The other all-star in the Old Farm Fine Foods pantry, so to speak, is the pre-made dinners. I can cook, sure. I just don't like to. I just don't want to all the time. So I'm going to let Old Farm handle it for me. I'm going to let them handle the gabagoo. The mafia-style lasagna, speaking of gabagoo, is absolutely out of this world. You're going to want to check it out before they're gone. The turkey dinners for one are really good. It's a little container that's meant for one, really big person or two meals for a small person like myself. But it's got everything you need. It's got white meat, dark meat, potatoes, stuffing, squash, a few other things I can't remember. I think it's broccoli and cheddar sauces in there. It's absolutely delicious. So I load up on Old Farm entrees. I load up on snacks. And I just chill. It's just going to be a real good holiday. We all just have to get there first. Like I said, I'm not live. I'm on site catering an office Christmas function for some very fine listeners. And when I get back to Old Farm Fine Foods, oh boy, I'm going to eat. I'm going to eat something delicious. It's probably going to be pizza with a ladle of soup on top of the pizza. That's usually my lunchtime go-to. I don't know. Soup is it's an omni dish. It's good for dipping anything in, I find. Get down to Old Farm. Get a nice grilled sandwich on the panini press. Maybe see if the pork sausage rolls or the beef Jamaican patties are in stock. The beef Jamaican patties are out of this world. From one Kingston to another, we're bringing the heat. The Caribbean spice up north to get, you know, keep your tootsies and footsies warm. I don't know what the weather's doing out there today, but I'm sure it's colder than Kingston, Jamaica. So get on downtown, check out Old Farm Fine Foods and see what they've got. Even if you're on your own this holiday, you can treat yourself. And if you want to spread the joy, you can treat some others. And what better way to do it than with delicious food? I love it so much. And I love you all. Thanks for coming along and bearing with me. Like I said, this is the canned episode, like a can of delicious-ish cranberry sauce, you know, when it comes to like a cylinder. This is a canned episode. I'm not here live. I'm just coming at you from Nerd Station Alpha in the heart of downtown Kingston. So we're going to keep things moving and grooving. After the 9 o'clock hour, we're going to do a community events roundup, talk about some of the holiday things that are coming up this weekend, things that you are probably going to want to know about, things that you're going to want to get out and about and do some stuff. So keep it locked and ready to rock after 9. I'm going to tell you what you're doing this weekend. All right, so we'll keep going. It's our 2023 retrospective. That's the word I'm looking for. This is a 2023 tune from Sophisticated Savage. This is I Can't Have It right here on your station that rocks the nation since 1922, baby. CFRC. Let's go. Let's go.
I love you. persistence. I always tell you that. Do you recall feeling afraid or resistant? These things, they hold us back. Thank you.